Please pray with me. Open our hearts, O God, to hear your word in song and in spoken word this day. Amen. So we often recognize people by their voices. That's true, isn't it? Yesterday, Maundy Thursday, Holy Thursday, people were practicing their play, the Seder that changed the world. And as I was listening, I closed my eyes and I thought, I know that voice. I know that voice. I know that voice as they were speaking. Or down the hall in the church office, somebody will be coming or I'll hear a staff. I know that voice. That person doesn't even need to be famous. And I know their voice. Listen and hear others near you on that day as Jesus rides into Jerusalem. Do you hear the voices of friends near you? All shouting with joy and excitement, Hosanna! We hear all the voices together, Hosanna! But soon, just a few days later in the week, the voices change quite quickly. Voices have not joy and excitement, but tension or desperation or worry or even anger. And we hear the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Chief priests, teachers of the law, the leaders used their voices for evil to make arrangements to betray Jesus. And then influenced by their leaders, frightened that their power and influence was being taken away, being given over to Jesus, and having stirred up the crowd, voices of the crowd say, crucify him. You hear friends around you as you stand in the shadows of the high priest's house and then Pilate's house and tempted to join the crowd and say, crucify him. Tempted to join the crowd. Which voices are real and true? The one shouting Hosanna or the one saying, crucify him? You see, Jesus challenges us to go beyond our temptations and hear his voice. It is most important to listen to Jesus' voice, to the voice of God that speaks to our hearts. That is the voice of God within us. It's especially important when so many voices out there compete for our attention and our loyalty. Jesus' voice must rise above and command our attention. How do we know when it is his voice, Jesus speaking for God? How do we know? You know, I think something in us really does know. Like we recognize the voices of others that we're familiar with. If we spent any time with scripture or in prayer or in worship, we know what God says. And we need to decide to pay attention. Perhaps these few questions will help us decide when it's God's voice we're hearing in our hearts and in our prayer. Does what I'm hearing challenge me to grow beyond where I am? We're so sure we're right all the time. Like Peter. Peter says, oh Lord, I would never deny you. Jesus challenges us to go beyond, I know all that already. To what do you need me to know, God? I'm going to really try to listen. And does what I'm hearing increase or promote fear or hatred or understanding or compassion? Judas, we think of Judas, willing to betray Jesus, willing to listen to those voices of hatred and fear. When Jesus says, oh, Judas, I've spent all this time with you. I desire only for you to know my love, my understanding, and my compassion. Listen for that voice. And is what I'm hearing something that leads to life for me and for others, or does it tear them down? There's this wonderful contemporary music song that says, "So speak life. Speak life to the deadest, darkest night. Speak life, speak life." If I was better at singing, I would sing it for you. "When the sun won't shine and you don't know why, look into the eyes of the brokenhearted. Watch them come alive as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak life." I think about my own life and how I love to sing hosannas and praise. I love it. And then it is so easy to go out from wherever I am and be tempted to hate another, to judge another, to speak awfully of another, to refuse to seek justice for those who hurt and to promote fear. It is so easy. And when we do that, we cry with the crowds long ago, "Crucify him. Kill the one whose voice spoke challenge and love and life. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God." Some of those same people who cry, "Crucify him," become followers of Jesus after his death and resurrection. Not all, surely, but some. And in hindsight, they hear what he was saying. They hear his words of compassion, of a willingness to serve, and then they show us the way. We have the benefit of hindsight. We have the story, and we are challenged to hear it. Will we not just today sing Hosanna, but will we speak life every day? Amen.